really know what was coming. And, you know, I didn't know how much watch of the game I was missing, like the blocking, you know, all the practices being so much harder. I just wasn't ready for that yet. And, you know, just coming here every day trying to get better, listening to the coaching. So.
You played most of your high school career kind of like split out, mm-hmm. like a receiver, right?
Yeah.
So I can imagine coming here and blocking, all of a sudden, the first day you have to block someone like Adrian Claiborne. You know, what was that like? Do you remember your first day?
I remember, camp. It was like second or third week in. I came off the ball super high. You know, I wasn't really listening to the coaching. And I just remember him putting me right on my butt, like everyone said. Coach wanted me to go against him because he wanted me to prove to me that I wasn't, you know, low enough and doing all the right techniques. So, it was a real treat.
How much do you think that area of your game has improved since then?
Blocking-wise? Tremendously. You know, there's just so much to blocking that most people don't really know about, like just your pad level, your hands, your you know, your physicality. It's just, it's more mental. You know, you got to want to block somebody. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, I think.
Was that the kind of the key to being able to get consistent playing time? Or to be able to do something?
You know, Coach Ferentz always says, you know, if you want to be an Iowa tight end, you got to be able to block and catch. And, you know, that's, you know, coaches from day one are harping on being able to block first before you can catch, because everyone can catch the ball. It's just being able to, you know, fine-tune your game and be an all-around player. So
fans are excited to see what this new look team looks like. Are you guys going to have some new wrinkles out there? You kind of think, say it's kind of the beginning of a new era here with the new offensive coordinator, and that's.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you're going to see a lot more. You know, maybe a little more spread. You know, maybe a couple more big plays. Hopefully. You know, it's hard to say right now what we're going to do, but I think everyone's going to be excited for what's going to happen on Saturday.
How about opening up with such a tough opponent right off the bat?
Mm-hmm. You know, Northern Illinois is a very good team, and, you know, I guess they were, 12-1 last year, and 15-1 in their conference the last 2 years, so we're not looking past anybody. We know they're a good team, and they have good coaching, so we're going to go into like any other week.
What goes through your mind knowing that you're going to have an opportunity to play at Soldier Field and someone grew up in the state of Illinois?
You know, it's really exciting. I've been there several times watching the Bears, and, you know, it's always been my biggest excitement about, you know, being able to actually play in there is, you know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and, you know, I'm going to embrace it, so.
One thing Coach mentioned earlier today is that as many as four of you tight ends can be playing. I know obviously people have seen you play, have seen Jack, but you talk about guys like Ray and Jake. What has stood out to you about them and what they've been able to show in practice and what you think they can show in a game?
You know, they're both very detailed guys. Ray's a big guy. He can block. He can, you know, he can catch the ball. And, you know, our coaching, Coach Rye's doing a really good job coaching, and Jake Doozy's got great hands. You know, he's also a great blocker. He's got the size. They both got the size, and you know, at any time, you know, I think any of us can play. So,
what's that like knowing that, you know, no matter who's out there, that's you're part of a position of strength?
You know, that's good to know. You know, even if someone goes down with an ankle injury or you know, anything were to happen, that to know that guys behind you are going to step up and. You know, do what they're supposed to.